We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Dvorim Hanoyegim Besuda, Halacha Dalet, in middle of paragraph Yud Beis, where Rav Nosson Zal is explaining the concept of shaking the lulav and the dalet minim. And Rav Nosson Zal says that the Arizal says the reason why we do that is to arouse, to activate new seichel, which we're going to be drawing into the esrog. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Hainu shetzrichin lo'irer koyach hatzadik shetikin asadas v'amoyach ha'idektusha sabris shalidei zeh zoich laham shechidushei Torah. What this means is we have to activate the power of the tzadik who has been zoiche to perfect his brain through tikin abris shalidei zeh zoich laham shechidushei Torah, which is what enables him to draw chidushei Torah from Hashem. And it's through the new flow of Torah that we're zoicha to get Eretz Yisrael. Dahainu lekabel hakoyach meyedoim. As we learned earlier, that the letters of the Torah are malochim, which go to Edoim and receive from Edoim the power that's needed lehachnia hamoinim, to subdue the obstacles from getting Eretz Yisrael. Shezehu bechinas ato yodato. As we quoted earlier, that this is what's meant when Moshe Rabbeinu sent messengers to Edoim, and he said, "You know all the difficulty we went through, because you're the one who, when Hashem wants to punish the Jewish people, you're the one who carries it out when they're not good in tikkun abris." The ato yodato was a remez to the tzaddik who perfects tikkun abris. And this is why we shake the four items. The shaking it activates the brain. Because the ability to conquer Eretz Yisrael is dependent on the level of tikkun hadas that the tzaddik accomplishes, that the tzaddik achieves, through going through the procedures that we described here. By attaching himself to that neshama that experiences the bitterness, by attaching himself in tefillah to all those that are present before he gives the drush, etc. Nimtza, shebesukos mekaplin koyach mei edoim biatzmoi lahachnia hamoinim Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, Sukkos is the holiday which symbolizes the time during which these malochim receive the koyach from Edoim, in order to subdue and eliminate the obstacles that block a Jew from wanting to get Eretz Yisrael. V'oz kol ha'umos noisnin koyach mishpateim lachnias kol oivrim al dasa Torah Kedoshah. And it's then that all the nations of the world used their court system to subdue, to punish the people that are violating the Torah, ves kol ha'moinim me'Eretz Yisrael. And in addition, to punish all those people who are blocking Klal Yisrael from getting Eretz Yisrael. Kimavoyer ba Toranal al posuk al kain yetze mishpat meukol, as is explained in chapter 20 in Likutei Moran that this is based on the posuk al kain yetze mishpat meukol. Therefore, the justice comes out crooked. V'al kain nikro sukas sholem, and therefore the sukkah is called sukas sholem. Ki oz yeshlanu sholem im kol ha'umais. Because during this holiday of Sukkos, we're at peace with all the nations, asher haroish shelohem hu Edoim, of which the leader of all the nations is Edoim. Ki mimenu biatzmoi mekaplin koyach la'anoi shamoinim mekarbok v'ktola. Because we draw the ability to punish those who are blocking us from getting Eretz Yisrael, we draw that ability from Edoim, that sword, that power to kill. Oi alidei mishpatei homais, or through the courts of the Goyim. That's where we draw that power. V'alkein makrivenos shivim porim. And this is the reason why throughout the Yom Tov of Sukkos we offer 70 oxen as sacrifices. Bishvil ha-shivim umois, corresponding to the 70 nations. Kios kionu tzrichinos lekabel koyach mehem lahamed ados altila. Because it's during this period of time, Sukkos, that we need to draw the power from Edoim to be machnia the moinim, and in order to establish the law properly, alkein tzrichin lahakrev korbonos aleihem. That's why we have to bring korbonos for them. Lahamid hados altila, in order to establish the law. That's why we bring karbonos. We bring these 70 karbonos corresponding to the 70 nations. And by bringing these 70 oxen, we select out, we draw out the good that's found in these 70 nations. This refers to justice of Kedusha, which fell into the hands of the Goyim. When the Jews are poigim, it gets given over to the hands of the Goyim. Kihem marzirin ha-mishpat etzleinu, the Goyim return that mishpat to us. In other words, the mishpat ha-Torah, which fell into their hands, the Goyim return that back to us. Al yidei shenoisnin toikif lahachnia hamoinim eretz Yisrael, by them giving us the power to subdue and to punish those who are blocking, those who serve as obstacles from getting to Eretz Yisrael. Umikol advarim shebikdusha, or getting to do any items of kedusha. Ulahamid hadas hakodosh al tila, and to establish the law, the Jewish law, in place. You know, to put it in its proper place. Paragraph Yud Gimel. V'zeh bechinas hashiva ushbizin im hashiva royim. Who are the seven shepherds shenichnosin basukkah, who come into the sukkah on each one of the 7 days of the holiday? Rav Nachman Zal is going to tie that into our discussion now. Ki ikar kedushas Eretz Yisrael nimsheches al yidei shiva tzadikim elu she'al yodom zochinu l'Eretz Yisrael. Because the main holiness of Eretz Yisrael comes to us via these seven tzadikim through whom the Jewish people were zoche to Eretz Yisrael. Ki horishoin hu Avraham shehu hischil galus kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The first one is Avraham Avinu. We know that he was the first one who started revealing the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. He is the first person whom Hashem spoke to, and Hashem told him, leave your country, leave your place, go to the land of Eretz Yisrael. Hashem revealed to Avram Avinu that there is one country which is more special and holier than all the other countries. So that any person who wants to come to recognize Hashem and to become closely attached to Hashem must go to Eretz Yisrael. And to leave his land, his birthplace, the house of his family in Chutz Laretz, to come to this holy land, here Eretz Yisrael. And afterwards, Hashem promised Avram Avinu that he would give this holy, special, good land to his children and his descendants. So that's the first one, Avram Avinu, whom Eretz Yisrael comes to us through him. And so too, Yitzchok Avinu and Yaakov Avinu, we know that in the Torah it's written clearly that Hashem promised them the holiness of Eretz Yisrael and that they would inherit Eretz Yisrael. Asher al yidei haftocha hazois yotzono mimitzrayim ubono l'Eretz Yisrael, kemavur haTorah. And it's through Hashem's promise to Yitzchok and Yaakov Avinu, that's what eventually led to our getting out of Egypt and getting to Eretz Yisrael. As is written in the Chumash, Vo'ero el Avraham, el Yitzchok ve'el Yaakov, I revealed myself to the forefathers, and I told them that I'm going to take your children out of Egypt. V'gam hakimois es bris itam, and so too I am going to fulfill the commitment that I made to them, loseis lohem es oretz, to give them the land. V'chein bekama mekoymois, and this is written in many places in the Chumash. U'moyshe v'yaharoin shehem shehoitzio esonu mimitzrayim shayidei zeh zochino lovo l'Eretz Yisrael. Then you have Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKoyin, who definitely were involved in our getting to Eretz Yisrael. They were the ones who actually took us out of Egypt and led us most of the way to Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar yitzias mitzrayim hoyo lovo l'Eretz Yisrael kanal. Because as we said earlier, the most important objective in leaving Mitzrayim was to get to Eretz Yisrael. V'yosef chibev Eretz Yisrael. And we know that Yosef HaTzadik, who was also one of the seven shepherds, He loved Eretz Yisrael tremendously. V'hishbi'a es b'nei Yisrael l'halos atzmoisav l'Eretz Yisrael. And he made Klal Yisrael swear that when they would leave Mitzrayim, they would take his bones with them. Shebozeh hoyotolui geulas Mitzrayim. And the leaving Mitzrayim was dependent on the bones, on the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik. Kemo sheisa b'zoyer HaKodesh, as the Zoyer HaKodesh says, that it was b'zchus Yosef HaTzadik's coffin that we got out of Egypt, that we made it through the Red Sea. U'kemavur mizeh b'mokam achar, as is discussed in another place in the Likutei Halachos. V'ikar kvishas Eretz Yisrael b'shleimus, kemes Hashem, who fought the battle of Hashem, and he's the one who eventually conquered the entire, you know, the land of Eretz Yisrael. Ki olof nemar, because about Dovid HaMelech, the Pasuk says, Vishaftem Boretz, that there's going to come a time when the Jewish people are going to live in the land, V'hiniach lochem mikol oyveichem misaviv, and Hashem will give you peace from all your enemies that surround you, Vishaftem lovetach, and you will live there secure in Eretz Yisrael. And then the place that Hashem chooses to establish his home, you'll set it up. As Rashi says over there, that was during the time of Dovid HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech. So Rav Nosson Sal Nimtza, Shekol Hashivot Tzadikim Hoelu, Shem Hashivaroyim, Al Yodom Nizgale Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So we just showed how it's through these seven Tzadikim, who are the seven shepherds, through them is revealed the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. V'alkein Nichnosim Hashivaroyim B'Sukkah. And that's why these Shivaroyim come into the Sukkah. Because it's with their power that we are zeicher to get to Eretz Yisrael. And this is what we're involved in throughout the 7 days of Sukkos, till we get to the seventh day, Shehu Hoshana Rabbah, She'oz u'bechinas David k'yedua. And we know that Hoshana Rabbah corresponds to David HaMelech. Ki'oz zeichen lichboi Eretz Yisrael b'shle... Sukkos, we are zeche to conquer Eretz Yisrael totally. Shezeh lo zeche rak David, which is something that only David HaMelech was privileged to. Sheoz niskayim, it's during his lifetime that was fulfilled the pasuk, v'iniach Hashem lochem, that Hashem will give you peace from the enemies surrounding you, v'shaftem lovetach, and you will live secure. V'alkein nikras hasukkah al shem David. And this is why the sukkah is named after Dovid HaMelech. Kemo shekosuv, Bayoim hahu okim es sukkas Dovid hanoifoles. Hashem says eventually there'll come a time when I will establish the sukkah of King David, which has fallen. Ki ikras sukkah hi b'chinas kvishas Eretz Yisrael. Because the main point of the sukkah is to help the Jewish nation conquer Eretz Yisrael. Shezeh zocho David kanal, which is what King David was zocho to. V'alkein oz choizrin u'ma'irin koyach ha'ascholo she'ischalnu b'Rosh Hashanah. And that's why on Sukkos we reactivate, we reinitiate what we started on Rosh Hashanah, which was lachboyer be'erois mayim, to dig wells of water, meimei Torah, to draw new flow of Torah. Kidei lizko is l'Eretz Yisrael, which leads to Eretz Yisrael. Ki oz choizrin v'choyfren oisam, because on Sukkos we repeat that procedure of digging the wells. K'may she'isa b'Zohar HaKodesh, as is written in the Zohar HaKodesh, b'hahu yoyma v'yoshov Yitzchok lachbar es b'eros hamayim kanal. On that day, Yitzchok Avinu returned to dig wells of water. And it seems that refers to Hoshana Rabbah. On Hoshana Rabbah, we repeat what we started on Rosh Hashanah, which is digging these wells, trying to initiate a new flow of Torah. V'alkein oiskin oz ba'miras tehillim sheyosa Dovid HaMelech lo v'sholem. And this is why on Hoshana Rabbah is when we're involved in reading Tehillim, which was instituted by Dovid HaMelech. Ki kol sefer tehillim molei tchinois u'bakoshois shehir bo Dovid l'sval kol yomav barachmin v'tachnunim koni v'evyoim. Because what is Tehillim? Tehillim is the perfect example of begging and pleading with Hashem like a beggar. which is how David HaMelech presented himself before Hashem. Kemo Yishekosov, as the Pasuk says, Hate Hashem Oznecho, Hashem, please turn your ear to me. Aneni, respond to me, Ki Oni Ve'evyoinoni, because I'm a poor, poor beggar. V'chein harbe, and so too you have many psukim throughout Tehillim where David HaMelech presents himself in this way. Shalidei ze zocho be'emes lichboi sheretz Yisrael. And that's exactly how David HaMelech succeeded in conquering Eretz Yisrael, because he followed the formula that Rabbeinu Zal mentions in Likut Imran, that in order to get to Eretz Yisrael, you have to be able to draw a certain very high level of Torah from Hashem. And in order to do that, you must make sure to present yourself before Hashem without any merit, without any schus. Hashem doesn't owe you anything. To present yourself, mamish, like a beggar asking for a handout. And this is also why, besides the Sefer Tehillim, we also recite the Chumash Devarim on Eishana Rabbah, which is called Mishneh Torah. It's a review of the entire Torah. We do this on the night of Hoshana Rabbah. This is the custom, to say the Tikkun Leil Hoshana Rabbah, where part of, we say, number one, we recite the whole Chumash Dvarim. Parshas V'zoy Sabrocha, we say Shnayim Mikra V'cha Targum. And then we recite the entire Sefer Tehillim, with especially Hirotzoins that are written for the back of each one of the five books of Tehillim. Especially Hirotzoin that said only Hoshana Rabbah. Ki kol sefer mishneh Torah medaber mikedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because what is Chumash Dvarim all about? Chumash Dvarim is all about the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Ki kol hatoichochos v'hadvarim shedibur emohem Moshe Shom. Because all the reprimand and all the discussions that Moshe Rabbeinu has with Klal Yisrael throughout Chumash Dvarim, Hakoil hoyom einin yetzias Mitzrayim lovoy l'Eretz Yisrael. It's all about our leaving Egypt and coming to Eretz Yisrael. Lizkor kol hatoivo isvaneflo yishas Hashem Yisbarach Hamanu v'yetzonu v'Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was reminding us how much of an obligation we have to remember the wonders and the miracles and all the good things Hashem did for us in taking us out of Mitzrayim. V'horag sichoin voig, etc., etc. He killed the king's sichoin enoig, who blocked us from getting into Eretz Yisrael. Kein yas Hashem l'chol hamamlochis. And Moshe Rabbeinu says there, so too should Hashem do the same thing to all the other kings who you're going to encounter when you get into Eretz Yisrael, the 31 kings that were there at the time. Rav Nosson Zal says, Puk ayin v'tishkach. Go, look, and you'll find. Look through Chumash Dvarim. You'll see that that's what the entire Chumash Dvarim is basically all about. Shekol sefer Dvarim medaber kemat b'chol parsha me'inyan Eretz Yisrael. That just about the entire book of Dvarim speaks about Eretz Yisrael. Every single parsha. Eich Hashem Yisborach rotzo l'aviyah miyad l'Eretz Yisrael. It tells about how Hashem wanted to bring us immediately to Eretz Yisrael. He wanted the trip from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael to take a short time. Veheim al yidei chet amaraglim oitziyah dibas Eretz Yisrael. And the Jewish people, because of the sin of the spies, the Meraglim, who spoke against Eretz Yisrael, al yidei zeh nisakfu arboim shona. That's what ended up causing a delay of 40 years. V'ato heimuchonim lovoi l'Eretz Yisrael. And now, when we get to the end of Chumash Dvarim, now Klal Yisrael is ready to come to Eretz Yisrael. Al kein hizhiram lishmar es haTorah. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu warns Klal Yisrael to uphold the Torah, Kedeshe Yirshu Eretz Yisrael, so that you'll get to the land of Eretz Yisrael, so that Hashem will give you the land of Eretz Yisrael. Ayin beparshas Dvorim, Voeschanan, Ekev, Re'ei. Rav Nosson Zal says, look through those parshas, utedaktek, and look carefully, v'tirech chavivas Eretz Yisrael, and you'll see the incredible love of Eretz Yisrael. Eich mazkir b'chol pam Eretz Yisrael, etzel kol ho'azhorois, shemazir oisam l'kayim es haTorah. How each and every single time that Moshe Rabbeinu warns the Jews to uphold the Torah, he always mentions Eretz Yisrael right there, so that you'll get to Eretz Yisrael. V'she'ikr kiyum ha-Torah hu b'Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael that the main place where a Jew has the ability to uphold the Torah is in the land of Eretz Yisrael. K'may she'kosv, as the Pasuk says, v'osu, you will fulfill it, bo'oretz asher anoichi noisin, in the land that I'm giving you. B'chol aderech, etc. L'man tichye v'arachto yomim bo'oretz, you'll fulfill the mitzvahs, so that you'll live a long life in the land, in Eretz Yisrael. V'zois ha-mitzvah l'lamed eschem la'asos ba'oretz. Rav Nosson Zal quotes posuk after posuk in Chumash Dvorim, which is all, v'osiso ha-yosher v'atoiv, you'll do what's righteous and what's good, u'boso v'yorashto es-oretz, and you'll come to inherit the land. V'chein harbe ma'oid, and there are many, many instances like this. V'yalkein b'leil hoshana rabo oimrim Mishneh Torah. And that's why on the night of Hoshana Rabo we recite this last Chumash Dvorim, which is called Mishneh Torah, Shemedaber mimailas kedushas Eretz Yisrael, where the primary focus of that Chumash is speaking about the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ich Yisrael zoichen el alidei Torah. And how Klal Yisrael is going to be zoichen to Eretz Yisrael through the Torah. V'alkein oimrim oz Tehillim, and that's also why we read the Sefer Tehillim that night, Shehu Rachamim V'tachnunim, which is an outstanding example of pleading and begging Hashem, Shaydei Zeh Zoichim L'hamshich Torah B'Shefa Godol. That's what gives us this new flow of water on Hoshana Rabbah, this new flow of the waters of Torah, Shaydei Zeh Zoichim L'chboish Eretz Yisrael, which is what helps a person be able to conquer Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Nosson Zal just showed how the whole procedure, the Seder that we follow on Leil Hoshana Rabbah, fits perfectly the prescription that Rabbeinu Zal describes in that chapter in the Kutimran as to how a Jew is zocheh to get to Eretz Yisrael. Paragraph Yudalid. V'yalkein oiskim b'Hoshana Rabbah harbeim ho'arvei nachal. And this is why on Hoshana Rabbah we do special procedures with the Arovos. Separately, besides what we've been doing with the Dalet Minim throughout the holiday, we put the Dalet Minim aside at one time, and we do a very special mitzvah using the Arovos alone. Shenoit lenoisam levadom, we take them separately, v'choiv tenoisam, and we strike them, we beat them on the ground. Because the Arovos symbolize the Rishoim, whom the Tzaddik is bringing back in tshuva. Remember, we said the Arovos have no taste and no smell. They represent the Jews who have no Torah, no mitzvos. And we learned earlier that one of the main things that gives the tzaddik the merit to be worthy of drawing new Torah from Hashem is the fact that he's involved in this, the fact that he's involved in taking Rishoim and bringing them back. Alkein achshov bagmar shetzrichen lichnois l'Eretz Yisrael b'yom shmini atzeres. Therefore, now, when we're at the end of this period, from Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we're coming to the finish line, which is going to be shmini atzeres simchas Torah, oz nigmar tikun ho'arvei nachal. That's when we're finalizing the tikun of the Arovos. Shehem tikun elu nefoshoi shel horishoim, which is the tikun of those nefoshoi who are mamish rishoim. V'alkein noit lenoisam levadom, and this is why we deal with them separately at that point. We take the Arovos separately. Zer remez she'ad achshov lo nistakno elu horishoim. Because this shows that till now, these rishoim were not completely fixed. It's just at they were only brought up enough where at the time that they're attached to the tzaddik, they're okay. But the minute they walk away from the tzaddik, they're ready to collapse again. They're ready to go back to their rishis. Avol be'emes, achshov, hatzadik mesaken oisam kol kach. What we're showing here now is that now that we're getting to the end of the tikkun, the tzaddik has brought the rishoim so far, ad shafilu kishem estalek mehem, so that even when the tzaddik leaves, their city and he goes to a different place, or chas v'shalom the tzaddik passes away, yielohem koyach bi'atzmon la'avodas Hashem, they have the ability to stand on their own two feet and serve Hashem, ulahamshich Torah bi'atzmon, and to draw Torah from Hashem by themselves. The tzaddik has brought them to such a level of tikkun. Initially, the Arovos were only shown attached to the lulav, showing that they were only able to be religious while the tzaddik was standing right next to them. That's in the beginning. But afterwards, if they stick to the tzaddik long enough, the tzaddik, when he finishes with a person, he sets the person up on his own two feet where the person can stand by himself even to a degree. Meaning even when the tzaddik is not around, not available, not right next to him, he still stands firm. Shezeh ikar hatikun shelahem. That's the main shleimus. That's finishing the job. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, ki ha'odom hu ba'al bechira, because a human being has free choice. Ubevada yesh koyach biyad tzadik litoil ha'bechira me'ha'odom la'chziroi b'tshuva. And the tzadikim definitely have the ability to take a person's bechira away and to get the person to do tshuva. The tzaddik has the ability to lock his lasers on the person and start shining a bright light into the person, where suddenly there's no yetzer hara, there's no olam hazeh, there's no gashmius, there's no nothing. The person forgets the body completely. We know there are stories in the Zohar Kodesh where Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal took his talmidim into a cave and they had a shear for 3 days and three nights. What about eating? What about sleeping? Nothing. They shipped it back home. They put the eating and sleep, the whole Gashmias package, they sent away. And they played angels for 3 days. A tzaddik has the ability to do that to the people that are close to him for a period of time to eliminate the Bechira, to eliminate the Gashmias. Avol ein ze tikun. But that's not called perfecting the person when the tzaddik eliminates the bechira. Me'achar she'einu yoseh tshuva bebechira soy. Because the person isn't doing the tshuva out of his own free choice. The person isn't fixing himself in a sense. The main way that a tzaddik helps a person and fixes a person is shehatzaddik megalgel imoy kol kach bedvorim nifloim, that the tzaddik works with a person so much in such awesome ways ad shezoyche lahatois levovo yelov yisborach, to the point where the tzaddik accomplishes getting the person himself to turn around completely, to make a complete turnaround, ad sheshov me'atzmoy l'Hashem Yisborach, to the point where the person himself wants to serve Hashem. He wants to change completely. Not where the tzaddik does an abracadabra and takes away his free choice. That's the symbolism in the fact that we take the arovos by themselves on a Shana Rabba. Sheze gmar tikun shel harishoyim achozrim b'tshuva. That shows the completion of the tikun of the rishoyim who are zecher to do a complete tshuva. Kishenase tikun al yodom lamala afilu gashim b'fnei atzmon. Where the tikun is accomplished in such a way where the rishoyim can even stand alone, where they've been improved enough, they've been corrected enough, they're solid enough to stand on their own 2 feet. And this is why we have to take the aravois and strike them on the ground. And that brings about a sweetening of the harsh judgments. Because since these Rishoim originally were so far from Hashem, we have to remove from them the judgments that they brought upon themselves in the beginning because of all the sins they did and everything. So that their tikkun should be completed. So that they should become a source of nachas to Hashem. That mamish, there should be a flow of nachas coming and pleasure that Hashem should get from them. Bechinas ha'olas mayinukvin la'shchina, which is called in Kabbalistic terms a flow of mayinukvin that's sent up to the Shechina, like a type of fuel that's sent up that gives the Shechina energy and power. Shetispoer bohem ha'shchina bi'atzmon, where the Shechina should be able to take pride in them, in this group, the Lahavdol, the Dirty Dozen. This group of gangsters, this group who were originally terrorists and everything, and the tzaddik has succeeded in turning them around and making such good citizens out of them, where now Hashem gets mamish pride from them. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, Chazi bameh bro ko asino lagabach, that the Shechina, when something like this happens, when a person who was originally not religious and far from Torah and everything, when he decides to make a turnaround and come close, the Shechina says to Hashem, look at how this person is coming to you. Look where this person was and look at where he is. Look what kind of nachas you have from such a person who made such a major turnaround for you. And when there is this flow of nachas which is called in Kabbalistic terms Mayan Nukvin, that's what prepares the Shekhinah for a yichud, for a zivug with Hashem. That's what prepares the heavenly forces to be united together. Shezehu bechinas kvishas Eretz Yisrael. That's the concept of conquering Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar kvishas Eretz Yisrael ha'idei shechoizrim b'tshuva kol ha'rishoim kanal. Because the main thing that helps Klal Yisrael conquer Eretz Yisrael is when all of these rishoim do tshuva. Shezehu bechinas kibbutz goliyos l'Eretz Yisrael. This is the concept of all those people who are originally outside of Eretz Yisrael, far away, being gathered in, lekabetz kol hanidochim voivim l'Eretz Yisrael, to gather in all those people who have strayed, who have become distanced from Eretz Yisrael, distanced from the Kiddusha, gathering them in and including them in Eretz Yisrael. Paragraph Tesvov, v'zeh b'china shmini atzeres, v'simchas Torah, she'oz oilin b'simchol Eretz Yisrael. Rav Nosazal says that on Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, that's when we're zeche to go to Eretz Yisrael with joy. V'alkein magdilen as simchos. And therefore, the simcha is heightened then. Ki tzrichen lalois l'Eretz Yisrael b'simcha. Because we know that a person has to go to Eretz Yisrael with simcha. K'mo shemevakshin she'taleinu v'simcha li'artzeinu. As we ask in our tefillah that we should be zeche to go up to Eretz Yisrael with joy. Uchsiven is another pasuk that says, Uvo tzion barina v'simchas olam al roshem. They will come to Yerushalayim with song and with joy upon their heads. Uchsiv ki b'simcha seitzeyu. And there's another pasuk that says that with joy they will exit from the exile, from Golus. V'alkein b'shmini atzeres v'simchas Torah. She'oz ikar gemar tikkun ha'malchus b'shleimus. Therefore, on the holidays of Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, which is the time when the Malchus is completed, we said we began this during the month of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Atzeres Yimei Tshuva, but it's really finalized and completed on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, Shezeh Marameis Al Eretz Yisrael, and we said earlier that the Malchus is synonymous, Tikkun HaMalchus is synonymous with Eretz Yisrael, Shenizke Lichnois b'seicha b'mehera v'yameinu, that we should be zeche to enter into Eretz Yisrael very soon. Al kein oz hasimcha g'day l'moid. And it's for this reason that the joy on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah is so great. Ki ikar hasimcha ki shekoiv shen Eretz Yisrael kanal. Because the main joy is when a person is zeche to conquer Eretz Yisrael, as we said earlier. And tikkun hamalchus b'shleimus is synonymous with conquering Eretz Yisrael. U'kama shekosu v'hoyo ki sovo yel horetz, v'somachto b'chol atoy v'chein harbei. As is written in the Pasuk in Chumash Dvorim, you will come to Eretz Yisrael, and shortly afterwards the Pasuk says, and you will rejoice with all the good. And there are many psukim that speak similarly. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says that when we conclude this whole section of the year, from Elul through Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, which is a section in which we're involved in building up the Malchus and completing it, which is synonymous with Eretz Yisrael. Just like by Eretz Yisrael it's written, that this every time the Torah writes about Eretz Yisrael, it highlights the simcha, the joy with which one comes to Eretz Yisrael, and the joy that one experiences in Eretz Yisrael, so too at this holiday, this climax of the completion of the Tikkun HaMalchus, there's tremendous joy. Paragraph Tezayin, V'alkein Koyrenos Parshas V'zois HaBrocha Shu Siyum HaTorah. And this is also why on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah we read V'zois HaBrocha, which is the final parsha of the Torah. Ki al yidei HaTorah Shezachinu L'sayim al yidei Zeh Nizkeh L'Eretz Yisrael. Because it's through completing the Torah that we're zeche to get to Eretz Yisrael. Ki al yidei HaTorah Zeichen L'Eretz Yisrael kanal. Because it's through the Torah that a person is zeche to get to Eretz Yisrael. V'alkein koyren oz p'tiras Moshe. And this is also why in that portion we read about the passing away of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki Moshe nistalek al pegam anal al hakoas atzur. Because we know that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away because of this crime, the crime of striking the rock. V'ayidei stalkusoi tiken zapkam k'moshe mavur paternal. And with his passing, he effected a tikkun, a complete correction for that crime. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 20 in Likutei Moran, Shema shenechzer al yodom, nishlam al yodom, al yidei histalkusam, that the deficiency which was caused by Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen was rectified and completed by them also. Whereby, as a result of their passing away, the holiness above in heaven was elevated and multiplied in a very great way. And it's through this tikkun, through this rectification, that we, the entire Jewish people, will be zoche to the ingathering of the exiles, to come to Eretz Yisrael through Moshiach, who is Moshe Rabbeinu, as is brought. Because Shlomo Melech writes in Kehelas, that which was is that which will be. And it's brought that the first letters of Ma Shehoyo, who, spell the word Moshe, that it's referring specifically to him. Ki hu hoyo hagoyel tzedek, v'hu yachzor v'yigolenu b'shlemus. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the original Redeemer, the one to take us out of exile in Mitzrayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu will be the ultimate Redeemer to take us out of the exile we're in today. Ki Moshe hu Moshiach kanal. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is the concept of Moshiach. Rabbi Nezal brings in Likutei Moran that the pasuk says by Shevet Yehuda, Ad ki yovoi Shiloi velo yik hasamim, until Shiloi will come and to him will gather all the nations. She, referring to Moshiach, and the word Shiloi, Shin Yod Lamed Hei, is Bigimatria Moshe. Because it's through his passing away that he rectified the deficiency that was caused by striking the rock. And through that rectification, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be zeche to be Moshiach. And as Moshiach, he is going to draw to Klal Yisrael Torah through by pleading with Hashem, not by grabbing anything, not by demanding, by pleading with Hashem. V'oz yikabetz nidochenu. And then Moshe Rabbeinu will gather up all the Jews who have strayed to all kinds of distant places. And he's going to help us all do complete tshuva. And we'll be zecher to go with Moshe Rabbeinu to Eretz Yisrael. Nimtza shebekoyach histalkus Moshe born Eretz Yisrael. So therefore we see that it's the passing away of Moshe Rabbeinu that plays a very important, critical role in our coming to Eretz Yisrael. Ki histalkusay hu tikkun hakos hatzur, because the passing of way of Moshe Rabbeinu is the correction for the striking of the rock, shaydezeh choyzerim ofay Eretz Yisrael, through which one is zeche to come to Eretz Yisrael. Alkein koyren histalkus Moshe b'simchas Torah. Now you could understand why the halacha is to read this portion in the Torah on Simchas Torah. Because again, on Simchas Torah, we're reaching the climax of Tikkun HaMalchus, the climax of coming to Eretz Yisrael. Coming to Eretz Yisrael is directly connected to the passing away of Moshe Rabbeinu. This represents the ultimate completion of Tikkun, which is done on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. She'oz nishlam b'shleimus godol b'chinas malchus. That's when the malchus, the kingdom, is completed in an extraordinary way. U'misyachedes im doido, and it is united with its mate, with Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this is what the holiness of Eretz Yisrael is all about. The holiness of Eretz Yisrael is about the Malchus reaching its highest completion so that it can be united with its mate, with Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ois Yud Zayin, Al Pi HaTorah Hanal, based on the chapter in Likutei Moran that we've been basing this on, Mavoyer inyan suda ubircha samoitzi shechashuva mikol habrochos v'koydemes lekulan. We're going to explain the topic of eating a suda and the brocha of hamoitzi, which is more important than all the other brochas and comes before all the other ones, and also that once a person made hamoitzi upoiteres kol hadvorim haboim b'sercha suda machmas suda, the hamoitzi that's made on the bread exempts you from making a bracha on all other foods that are eaten in the middle of the meal that are considered to be part of the meal. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki ikar kedushas v'achilo nimshach me'eretz Yisrael. The main holiness of our eating comes from Eretz Yisrael. Shemishom ikar ha'shefa shel ha'mozein v'achilo kiyadua. Eretz Yisrael is the main place from which the shefa of our food, the holiness, and the sustenance, the goodness of our food, comes from Eretz Yisrael. Shekol ha-parnoso v'chol ha-hashpois nimshochim rak me-Eretz Yisrael. Because the entire parnoso for the world and all shefa for the world comes from Eretz Yisrael. Ki kol ho-arotzois mitamtzis Eretz Yisrael hein shoysin. Because the Gemara and the Zohar HaKadosh tell us that all the other countries in the world receive from the leftovers. Tamtzis is from what's left over from Eretz Yisrael. And one of the ways that I've heard this presented is where it's compared to a cup and a saucer. When the cup is full, that's when stuff spills over into the saucer. The cup is Eretz Yisrael. The saucer is the rest of the world. Kavyocha, when Hashem gives Shefa, first He gives it to Eretz Yisrael. And the leftover, after Eretz Yisrael fills up, goes to the rest of the world. Umishom ikar kedushas halechem, and it's from Eretz Yisrael that the main holiness of bread comes from. Ki kol hamitzvos hanoyegos belechem, kigoin trumos umaisros v'chalo kulon hemitzvos hatluyos boretz. Because the mitzvahs, such as taking truma and maisros and separating challah from dough, all of those are called mitzvos hatluyos boretz. They're mitzvahs that are performed only in Eretz Yisrael. The chol kedushas Eretz Yisrael shemekudesh, other than chalas, separating chalas, do it in chutz laretz also. The chol kedushas Eretz Yisrael shemekudesh es mikol ha'arotzois, so ikurhu binyin kedushas v'achila. And the whole concept of the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, which makes Eretz Yisrael superior to all other lands, is related to food items, specifically. Because regarding all other mitzvahs, Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz are the same. The mitzvahs apply in the other countries as well as they do in Chutz Laretz, in Eretz Yisrael. Rak mitzvahs hatluyos boretz einoigen el b'Eretz Yisrael. It's only those mitzvahs which are called mitzvahs hatluyos boretz, those apply only in Eretz Yisrael. Umitzvahs hatluyos boretz hem kedushas v'achila. And those mitzvahs, if you'll study them, you'll see they all relate to eating. Dahainu trumois, umaisrois, etc. V'alkein ikar kol abrochay shetzrichan avorech al kol dover tchila v'soiv shaydezem ekatchnes hamaychol sheichlin sheyihye nizoin misir shudigdusha. And therefore, the whole concept of the brochays that we make before and after the food that we eat, through which, by making those brochays, we sanctify the food that we're eating, that the food should be drawing from kedusha. The main kedusha that's drawn from the bracha comes from Eretz Yisrael. Because when we make the bracha on food, and by making the bracha we're drawing holiness into the food, the source of that holiness is Eretz Yisrael. Shaydei abrocho niskadei shamaychol b'kedushas Eretz Yisrael shemishom ikra kedusha v'ikra shefa kanal. Because it's by making a bracha on food that we sanctify that food and inject into it the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, which is the source of Kiddush and the source of Shefa. Ki kol berchas hanenin lom derazal mi berchas hamozin. Because we know that our rabbis learn out the fact that we make a bruch on food, they learn it out from berchas hamozin. Kemoy shom razal, as the Gemara says, hash doli achrav mavorech lefonov leikolshkein, that it says in the Torah, you will eat and you will be satisfied and you'll bless Hashem. Which bracha is that referring to? Birchas Hamozayim, the bracha that you make after eating. The Torah doesn't discuss in an obvious way the bracha that you make before eating. The Gemara says that logically, imagine if you make a bracha after you eat, then for sure you should make a bracha before you eat. So we see that the whole concept of the brachos that we make on food is derived from Birchas Hamozayim. Ve'ikar Birchas Hamozayim hu levorecha shemizborach al shenosan lanu Eretz Yisrael. And the essence of Eretz Yisrael, the essence of Birchas Hamozayim is blessing Hashem over the fact that He gave us Eretz Yisrael. K'may shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, ve'ochaltu v'savoto v'erachtu es ha'shmalekecha al horetz ha'toiv ha'shenosan loch. You will eat, be satisfied, and you'll bless Hashem for the wonderful country that He gave you. V'hadovor tamua l'choyra moed. Rav Nosenthal says, this seems to be extremely puzzling. What kesher, what connection is there between Eretz Yisrael and the bracha on the food that I just made? You will bless Hashem for the good country that He gave you. I thought I'm blessing Hashem for the food that He just gave me. Because according to simple logic would say that I should be blessing Hashem for the food that He gave me. And therefore, based on that logic, it should have said in the Pasuk, you will eat and be satisfied, and you'll bless Hashem for the food that He gave you. So therefore, why does the Pasuk seemingly switch lanes in the middle and go from eating, being satisfied, blessing Hashem for the wonderful land that He gave us? Especially if you say that bracha, even lahavdil in chutz laretz. However, based on what we discussed earlier, you could understand this very well. Because the truth is that the essence of our food comes only from Eretz Yisrael. And when we make a bracha on food, through which we're trying to draw holiness onto that food, the holiness that we're trying to draw, the source of it is Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar hakdusha b'Eretz Yisrael kanal, because the main place of holiness is Eretz Yisrael. V'al kein kishoichlin shetzrichim levorech es Hashem kidei lamshich kedusha l'mozayim. And therefore, when a Jew is eating, whereby we know that he's obligated to bless Hashem, to make a bracha on the food, and through his bracha he's drawing holiness on the food, so that the nourishing effects of the food that he's going to eat should be coming from the side of holiness, not from the other side, chas v'shalom. Al kein tzrichim levorech es Hashem yisborach al Eretz Yisrael. Daiko. That's why we have to bless Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. Al shenosan lanu Eretz chem d'orechova. For the fact that Hashem gave us such a wonderful, beloved land. And that's what gives us the ability to draw holiness onto the food. Because the main holiness comes from Eretz Yisrael. And it's from Birchas HaMozonim that the rabbis learned out all of the brachas. Because all blessings come from Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the source of blessing and holiness. Interesting that Rav Nosenthal is using these two terms here, bracha and kiddusha. According to the Zohar HaKadosh, these two terms, bracha is kohen. By the Kohanim, it says, koi sevorachu es bnei Yisrael amar lahem, the birchas kohenim. Kiddusha is the Levim. There's a pasuk in the Chumash where it says, V'kidashto es halavim. You will sanctify the levim. Bracha is chesed, kiddusha is din. The unity of them, yichud, bracha, kiddusha. The first letters of the words, yichud, bracha, kiddusha, yud, beis, kuf, spell yaboik, which is one of the names of Hashem, which is the combination of yud, kei, vav, kei, and Elokim. Elokim is 86. Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26. Together it's 112, which is Yaboik. Yichud Bracha Kedusha. And that's the concept of Shabbos. You'll note on Shabbos we say, Vayivorech Elokim Es Yom HaShvi'i, Vayikadesh Oisoi. And we say it a few times. If you look in the Shmon Esrei, you'll see it in Shmon Esrei, in Berchas HaMozoin, you know, this combination of Bracha and Kedusha, blessing and holiness, which is this concept of Chesed and Din. So here he's talking about drawing bracha and kiddusha onto the food. So I was saying that Shabbos is the source of bracha and kiddusha, right? Vayivorech Elokim es Yom HaShvi'i, Vayikadesh Oisoi. Hashem blessed the seventh day and He sanctified it. Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael go together. When the Torah praises Eretz Yisrael, it's called Eretz Zovas Cholov Udvosh, the land which flows with milk and honey. The last letters of Zovas is tough, chalav is beis, udvash is shin, the word Shabbos. Because just like Shabbos is the holiest time, Eretz Yisrael is the holiest place. Shabbos radiates with bracha and kedusha. Eretz Yisrael radiates with bracha and kedusha. So that when we're making a bracha on our food, and Rav Nosenthal is explaining that one of the main reasons for making the bracha is to draw kedusha onto the food, the bracha and kedusha draws from Eretz Yisrael. Because the main reason why we make a bracha on food is to show that we realize that Hashem created that item. All of these brachas are testifying to the fact that Hashem made everything. And by us revealing and broadcasting the fact that Hashem created this item, that's how we're broadcasting the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. We're revealing the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Ki ikar Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael nimshach mizeh al yidei sheyoidim u'maminim shashim yisporach boro ha'ilam u'maloyoy. Because the main holiness of Eretz Yisrael comes from the concept of our knowing and realizing, believing that Hashem created everything. Shezer b'chinas koyach ma'asav yigil amoyid loses nam nachas goyim. We've spoken about this many times, that the first Rashi, in the first Pasuk in the Chumash, says, why did Hashem start the Torah telling us that He made everything? Why didn't He start the Torah with the first mitzvah? The reason why He started the Torah telling us that He made everything is to let us know that everything belongs to Hashem. And therefore Eretz Yisrael also belongs to Hashem, especially. And the fact that the Goyim were in Eretz Yisrael before us, and Hashem threw them out, doesn't mean that we stole anything from them, because it's not their land, it's Hashem's land. Everything belongs to Hashem. Hashem has the right to give it to them temporarily, and when Hashem decides to take it away from them and give it to someone else. Kemo Shapirish Rashi Shom, as Rashi says on the first Pasuk in Bereishis, Hu Bara'o, Hashem is the one who created the world. Beretzoinoi Nitna Lehem, His desire was to give it to the Goyim, Uberetzoinoi Not Lamehem V'Nosna Lanu. And with Hashem's desire, it was Hashem's will to take it away from them and give it to us. V'alkein al yidei abroch Hashem v'orach nal kol dovor sh'aydei zeh megalon sh'Hashem yizborach boras adov razeh aydei zeh megalon mechines kdusha Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Rav Nosenthal says, when we make a bracha on something, whereby we're showing that we believe that Hashem created this item, every time we testify to the fact that Hashem made everything, that's broadcasting, that's revealing the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Because again, Rashi and Chumash over there shows that the statement, Hashem created everything, the main reason for that statement is because the Goyim might question our ownership of Eretz Yisrael. They might say they were there first. So therefore, Hashem, by saying, I made everything, makes it crystal clear that Hashem as Eretz Yisrael belongs to Hashem. The Goyim were there first doesn't mean nothing. It means Hashem gave it to them, and Hashem took it away from them and gave it to us. So therefore, every single time we testify to the fact that Hashem created, such as when we make a bracha on food, we are broadcasting the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. We're making a statement about Eretz Yisrael. Nimtza she'ikra hakedusha shemamshich mal adover ha'maychal al yidei habracha hu b'chinas kedusha Eretz Yisrael shemisham ikra kedusha v'habracha. So therefore, the main holiness that we draw on food when we make a bracha is the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, which is the source of holiness and bracha. And it's for this reason that the bracha on bread is the most important bracha. Shehu berchas hamoitzi, shechashuva mehakoil. Vegam tzrichim levorachot of berchas hamozoin. And that's why it's the most important bracha. That's why we make berchas hamozoin on bread. Ki halechem mechamesh esaminim shenishtavcho behem Eretz Yisrael. Shemishom ikra bracha naam. Because bread is that food which is made from the five special grains from which Eretz Yisrael was praised for. So that's why Shemisha Mikra Bracha, and we said that the main bracha is from Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, bread has the greatest significance. Because bread comes from the essence of Eretz Yisrael. Bread comes from those particular grains about which Eretz Yisrael is praised for. Wheat, barley, rye, oats, and spelt. Those five minim. Paragraph Yudches. Ki kisheroitzin l'hamshech kedushas Eretz Yisrael, יאפשר להמשיך קיום על ידי התוירו הנמשכת בכל התיקון עם הנאמורם ליל בתוירו הנעל. Because when a person wants to draw upon himself the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, it is impossible to do that without going via the Torah that a person draws upon himself using the formula presented in the chapter in the Kutei Moran that we were discussing. Dahainu, which means, Lahamshich Torah, the person has to draw upon himself Torah, Berachamim v'tachnunim. Torah which he receives from Hashem by pleading with Hashem and begging Hashem for it. Lishpoich liboy kamayim noichach pnei Hashem, to pour out his heart before Hashem like water, shaydezeh nechmorin rachmi alev o elyoyim, through which he softens the heavenly heart, v'nimshachol of diburim chamim kigach alayesh, and he draws upon himself fiery words, v'aydezeh mamshich biurei ha-Torah gam kemishom. And by doing this, he draws upon himself explanations of Torah, mibechinas halev hazeh, from the heavenly heart, sheshom ksuvim kol biurei ha-Torah, which is the place, the heavenly heart is the place where all explanations of Torah are inscribed on it. And when a person who's going to be teaching Torah, when he davens to Hashem before he teaches the Torah, and he pleads and begs Hashem for that Hashem should send him knowledge of Torah, clarity of Torah, he must plug into all the souls of all those who are going to be listening to his words. And by doing that, he causes a tremendous increase of holiness above. Lefi ribui hanafoshes, based on how many people are going to be gathering together to listen to his words. Ukemoikein humamshich biurei Torah gamkein misham b'shefa gadol. And based on that, relative to that, determines how much Torah he gets from Hashem, the quantity and quality of the Torah that he receives from Hashem. V'yesh l'chol nefesh v'nefesh chelek b'Torah. And each and every single one of the souls that's going to be present when he teaches the Torah, each and every single one of them has a share in that Torah. And when a person receives Torah from Hashem in this manner, then he is zoiche to subdue and eliminate the obstacles that block a person from getting to Eretz Yisrael. V'zoiche lo voil Eretz Yisrael. And the person is zoiche to get Eretz Yisrael. K'mavura kol zeh, as was explained in the chapter on the Likutei Moran that this is all based on, chapter 20 in the first day of the Likutei Moran. V'zoiche lo voil Eretz Yisrael, and the person is zoiche to get Eretz Yisrael. K'mavura kol zeh ba'Torah anal, as is explained in the chapter on the Likutei Moran. The question was raised, how does a person attach himself to the nefoshos of those that are present? The answer is, number one, it requires a realization that every single one of them has a goodness, and a realization that in order for him to be able to receive Torah from Hashem, he's not trying to get it on his own merit, he's trying to get it on the zechus of all those who are going to benefit from the Torah he's going to receive. And he plugs into the, you know, the concept of Hareini Mekasher, attaching, not attaching himself to tzaddikim in this case, but attaching himself to every single person that's present. They say by Rabbeinu Zal, that Rabbeinu Zal, when he gave his shir, before he would begin speaking, he would sit quietly for a few minutes. And they saw that he was concentrating very, very deeply. He was concentrating on making the connection with every single person that was present hearing his Torah. And they, where did they see it? They saw it in that the shir that he gave included each and every single person that was present, each and every person's story. There was a story about one person who had come for Shoshana, whose child had epilepsy. And Rabbeinu Zal, in that shir, included something about epilepsy. The shirim towards the end of Rabbeinu Zal's life, where he included the topic of tuberculosis, the lungs. He was including his own illness of tuberculosis. And he included the Torah that he was drawing down was a Torah that was coming based on the nefashos of all those who were present. It was from them and to them, you understand? V'chol ha-tikunim, this Rav Nachman Shigurinzal explains many times, and when he explains a chapter in the Kutei Moran, he gives you some of the background information as to what was going on at the time, which students were present or were absent at the time that affected exactly what was being said. וכל התיקונים האלה צריכים להמשיך בשעס או אכילה, כדי לזכויס שתהיה הו אכילה בבחינס קדושה סרט ישראל, שמשום עיקר קדושה סו אכילה. And now Rav Nosson Zal is telling us that all of those procedures that Rabbeinu Zal spoke about there, that a person has to follow when he wants to draw a Torah from Hashem, a type of Torah which leads to Eretz Yisrael, those are the same procedures that a person who's eating and wants to draw holiness into his food, where that holiness is going to come from Eretz Yisrael, that person with the eating has to follow the same formula, the same format. And as we said before, the most important food is bread. Shehu ikar chius adam. That's the main source of energy and life for the person. Kihu mazbia umezin. Because bread is what satisfies the person, and bread is what nourishes the person. Vuhu ikar hasuda. And that's the main part of the meal. That's the main foundation of the meal. Kama Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, Ein asuda nikra asel al shem alechem. That the term suda, a meal, is based on the bread. Ki lechem mehe minim shnishtav chamem Eretz Yisrael. Because bread, which is made from the five grains of which Eretz Yisrael is praised for, sharoshoy nimshach mikol abachina sanal. The essence of bread comes from all of these things that we discussed, shehim b'chinas hamshochas haTorah b'tikunim anal, which means this formula of drawing Torah from Hashem based on a formula that Rabbeinu Zal describes in that chapter, bread draws its power from there also. Shaydezeh zoichen l'Eretz Yisrael, where Rabbeinu Zal said over there that through by drawing that kind of Torah, yozoichet Eretz Yisrael, shemishom ikar kedushas halechem, which is where the holiness of bread comes from. Sheboy klulin kol mitzvos boretz kanal, because in bread is found all the mitzvos that are specifically based on Eretz Yisrael. Ki halechem hu bechinas Torah, because Rav Nosson Zal, now he goes in for the kill like. Now Rav Nosson Zal shows us how bread, the exact connection between bread and Torah, because Rav Nosson Zal says bread is like Torah. Kama shikosv, as the pasuk says, lechu lachamu balachmi. When Hashem says to the Jews, go study Torah, He says, go eat my bread, or do battle in my bread, lechem. As the pasuk says, mi merchak tovi lachma. When it speaks about tzaddikim, talmidei chachamim, who bring items of Torah from distant places, it refers to it that from faraway places they bring bread. So we see that the word bread is used interchangeably with Torah. Because we know that through the food that a person eats, the person draws life. And we know that the main source of life is the Torah. As the pasuk says, the Torah is your life. V'yalkein behechrich shekol koyach hamacholim shesh lam koyach lachius es odom. Therefore, obviously, we must say that the energy of food, which has the ability to give a person life, is based on the letters of the Torah that are found inside of that food. And therefore, a Jew who eats properly with holiness and purity, he draws the holiness of the Torah through his eating. As the pasuk says, Hashem, your Torah is in my intestines. So we see again the direct connection between the eating, drawing sustenance from eating, and drawing Torah. Ve'ikaruhu alechem, and again the most important food is the bread. Shehu ikaruhu achilo vasvia. Ki ein nikro lechem kin k'sheni loish b'mayim v'nef alo esh. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into another explanation showing the importance of bread. Why bread is most important. Because the only time we call it bread is when it's kneaded with liquid and it's baked on fire. Nimtza sheyesh b'lechem koyach mayim v'esh. So therefore, when a person is eating bread, they're eating something which has a combination of fire and water in it.
Mm-hmm.
And this water and fire that's used in making bread is connected to the water and fire that's used in drawing Torah into the world. Rabbeinu Zal had explained in the chapter in the Likutei Moharan, "Dahayinu al yidei sheshoifchin libom kamayim koidem adrush." Rabbeinu Zal said that when a tzaddik wants to draw Torah into the world, he has to pour out his heart to Hashem like water. And when he does that, he draws upon himself fiery words. Diburim chamim kigach leish. Fire and water in the Torah. Fire and water in the bread. That's what gives the person the ability to draw Torah from the heavenly heart. And that's where this fire and water that's used in preparing bread, it draws its energy, its holiness, from the fire and water that goes into drawing Torah. A person who is zoicha to make a bracha on food the way they're supposed to make a bracha properly, and to eat properly with holiness, then she'oz achilas alechem u'b'chinas hamshuchas ha'toyra mamesh. That person's eating of bread is drawing Torah, shenikras lechem, which is also called bread, shenem sheches haidei mayim ve'esh, which comes through water and fire, shemishom koyach hamayim ve'esh shebelechem kanal, which is the source of the strength of water and fire. The alkein halechem soyed haleid, and this is why the pasuk tells us that bread satisfies and nourishes the heart specifically. As the Gemara says, that we find in the Chumash, in the Navi, and in Ksuvim, a proof to the fact that bread is what satisfies the heart. Because bread is parallel, is synonymous to this Torah that's drawn from the heavenly heart. And that's why bread has the ability to nourish the heart. Because bread comes from this heavenly heart. And that's why a meal is based on bread. Because the word sa'uda, miloshin sad, to support, to sustain, the main sustenance, the most sustaining food item is the bread. That's why it has the ability to nourish the heart, to satisfy the heart, because it originates from the heavenly heart. And that's why the suda is based, is the word, the term suda is specifically related to bread. Because the main term suda is for sustaining the heart. That's specifically related to bread, which corresponds to the Torah, which comes from that lev ha'elyon. V'alkein machmas shalechem u'b'chinas ha'Torah nimshechas b'tikun manal. And therefore, because of the fact that bread symbolizes that Torah which a person draws upon himself in such a way that he's zochet Eretz Yisrael, that's why Hashem gave us this special command to say Berachas Hamazon for bread. Sheikra Brocha Eretz Yisrael, where the main topic in Berachas Hamazon is Eretz Yisrael. K'mei shekosov yachalta v'sevot v'rachto al oretz ha'toivo. Because the main ability to reveal the holiness of Eretz Yisrael is through bread, in which is found the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, referring to those mitzvahs which are specific to Eretz Yisrael, shekulam heim balechem, which are all included in bread. Because we said before that the main holiness of Eretz Yisrael comes from the Torah, which is bread.
Eser tikunim shebesuda, ayin sham bezoyer bechama mekoymos.
Rav Nosson says, now you'll understand why in the Zohar HaKadosh it speaks many times about the 10 levels of holiness in a meal and the 10 levels of holiness in bread. Ki kedushas halechem shu ikra suto gavoya moid moid. Because Rav Nosson says, because the holiness of bread, which is the main part of the meal, is extremely holy. Ashrei hazeche litoim achilas lechem kozeh. Fortunate is that person who will be zeche to taste this type of eating bread, an eating bread that's connected to drawing Torah from the heavenly heart, etc., etc. Rav Nosson Zal says now, "Bozeh tov in eze hisnoitzitzus mehamaisa hanayro aksuv etzlenu binyan hatzadik shezocha yidi achilas lechem lekabolas haTorah ayin shom v'hovein." Based on this discussion, you'll be able to understand a little bit of a hint regarding a story that Rabbeinu Zal had told about a tzaddik who, by eating bread, was zeicha to a special Kabbalah Satorah. Because here in these paragraphs, Rav Nosson Zal show the clear connection between Torah being tied into the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael, drawing the highest form of Torah, which is a Torah that leads to getting to Eretz Yisrael, and drawing bread and the Kiddush of bread, which is tied into Eretz Yisrael. Berachas Hamazon v'yachal tovzot devarachto es Hashem elokecha al ha'aretz ha'toyva. Showing the connection between those two things. Baruch Hashem. Paragraph Yutes. Alkein Iker Hasvio Al Yidei Halechem. The main being satisfied comes from bread. Ki Halechem Hu Bechinas HaToyro Shehu Bechinas Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because bread is synonymous with Torah, which is synonymous with the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Shekol Ze Nimshach al yidei hatzadik. Poemes shemamshich haTorah b'tikunim analkanal. And all of this comes from the tzaddik who draws Torah from Hashem based on the types of tikunim that we spoke about before. Ve'ikar hasvio hu mebchinas hatzadik shu bchinas yosef shehu bchinas sheva shnei asoiva kiyadua. Now Rav Nosson Zal says we had learned before that the main thing that satisfies a person is bread. Now Rav Nosson Zal says that the main source of being satisfied is the tzaddik. Because we know that Yosef HaTzaddik was the one who gave advice to Paroi as to how to take advantage of the 7 good years. They were called the Sheva Shnei HaSoiva, the 7 years of plentifulness. And Yosef HaTzaddik was the one who knew how to use the 7 years of plentifulness to cover the 7 years of famine even. So the tzaddik, Yosef, who was Bechinas tzaddik, Yosef symbolizes also this concept of soiva, of being satisfied. V'zeh Bechinas tzaddik oichel soiva nafshoi. And this is also tied into the pasuk which says that the tzaddik eats to satisfy his soul. The tzaddik doesn't eat for physical taiva, he's eating to satisfy his soul. And again, the tzaddik is associated with svia, being satisfied. He is the symbol of satisfaction. V'zeh b'chinas achilas Shabbos. That's also the concept of the eating on Shabbos. Ki mishom ikra habrocha v'asvia, k'mo shekosav Rabbeinu Zal. Because it's from Shabbos that the main brocha for the entire week and the main ability to be satisfied comes from Shabbos. Ki Shabbos v'eretz Yisrael heim b'chinachas. Because we know that Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael are one concept. Kemuvon b'zayin havdolois shamrazal b'Yerushalmi, as is brought in the 7 havdolois that are discussed in the Yerushalmi Gemaras. Shechoshev shom, the Gemara over there mentions, ben yoyim ha'shvi l'sheishes himei ha'maisa, ben kedushas Eretz Yisrael l'shari ha'rotzois, ben Yisrael amim. It's a slightly different version than what we say in our havdolah. There it mentions the Hashem who distinguishes between Eretz Yisrael and all of the lands, between the Jews and all of the nations, between Shabbos and the 6 days of the week. So we see from this, Kikol Elu Havdolos Kulam Shayochim Zelozeb, because each one of these classifications are very much related to each other. Ki Eretz Yisrael, Veshabbos, Veyisrael, Kulam Heim Bechina Achas. Because these three, Eretz Yisrael, the Jewish people, and Shabbos are all one. Ki kulam kodesh, because they symbolize the side of holiness. Ulehepech, whereas the other side, Ha'amim, these other 70 nations, the Chutz Laretz, the other countries besides Eretz Yisrael, the Yemei Achoel and the 6 days of the week, Kulam Heim Bechinas Choel. They all symbolize the opposite of holiness, weekday. V'al Kein Iker Hasviya Beretz Yisrael. And this is why the Torah tells us that the main place in the world where a person can achieve being satisfied is in Eretz Yisrael. Kamaisha Kosov, as the Pasuk says, V'achaltem lachmechem lo soiva. You will eat your bread to satisfaction. V'shaftem lo vetach bi'atzachem. And you will live peacefully in your land. So we see that these two go together. Eretz Yisrael and achieving a satisfaction in Achila. Ki Eretz Yisrael mekabel me'atzadik hanal. Because Eretz Yisrael receives from the tzadik. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Tzadikim yirshu eretz. Tzadikim will inherit the land. U'mehatzadik ikar hasviya v'abrocha kanal. And it's from the tzadik is the source of satisfaction and blessing. As we said earlier in the paragraph, tzadik oichal u'soiv anafshoi, or Yosef being the symbol of the sheva shnei asoiva, the 7 years of satisfaction. V'alkein birchas alechem poiteres kol hadvorim habuam b'toich hasuda. And it's for this reason we said that the making the hamotzi on bread patters the brachas of all other things that you're going to be eating that are relevant to the meal. Ki hatzadik kishemamshich toiro hu mekasher es atzmoi im kol nefoshois hashoimim hoim de mishas adrush. Because the tzadik, when he draws toiro from Hashem, he first plugs into the nefoshois of all the people that are present to hear his words of toiro. And that's what gives him the ability and the privilege of being able to draw a very large portion of Torah from Hashem. Because he's not just drawing on his own, he's drawing while being plugged into the entire assemblage of Yidden that are coming to hear his words of Torah. And it's through that kind of Torah that the person is zoicha to get Eretz Yisrael. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in the chapter on Likutei Moran over there in Torah Chof, Umebechinas hatzadik v'hanefoshoy sanal shemekasher imoy b'shas hamshochas haTorah, and it's through the combination of these two, the tzadik and the people that he plugs into at the time that he's drawing Torah from Hashem, mibeis bechinoy selu, from these two aspects, dahino mehatzadik umehanefoshoys. Mehem nimshochin ikar hachius hanimshach ayde achilas kol hadvorim shevoilam. Listen to what Rav Nosson Zal is going to say now. Rav Nosson Zal again is drawing the parallel between the chapter on Likutei Moran and the topic in Shulchan Aruch that we're discussing now. What are we discussing? We're discussing eating. And in eating, we broke it out into two areas. Bread versus everything else. Bread is primary, everything else is secondary to the bread for this discussion. Rav Nosson Zal says, in the learning issue that Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in Likutei Moran, he discusses also two sections, the tzaddik and the other people that are with him. And Rabbeinu Zal had explained that in order for the tzaddik to draw a serious portion of Torah from Hashem, a type of Torah that will lead to getting Eretz Yisrael, the tzaddik has to plug into the nefoshos of all the others that are present. And it's that combination of the tzaddik with the nefoshos that are present hearing his words of Torah, that's what gives the success in being able to draw this real serious measure of Torah, which will lead to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to show the parallels between that and bread and all other foods. So Rav Nosson Zal starts off by saying that we had learned earlier that Torah is life, chius, eitz chaim hi lamachzikim bo. Bread is life. Man cannot live without eating. And eating, the main part, the primary part of eating is bread. So Torah and bread are parallel. Now let's continue. Hainu, and he's going to show us now that from the combination of the tzaddik and the other nefoshos, that's where we draw the chias, which is the food that we eat. Hainu ki halechem shehu ikar hasviya ikar chiyas adam, bread, which is the most satisfying item that a person eats, the thing that gives a person that feeling of being satisfied, ikar chiyas adam, which is the main sustenance of the person, ze nimshach mehatzadik biatzmoi, the bread draws its sustenance from the tzaddik himself. Shemishom ikar kedusha Eretz Yisrael, which is the essence of the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. The essence of the holiness of Eretz Yisrael comes from the tzaddik. Tzaddikim yirshu Eretz. Ikar kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Ikar asviya v'kanal. Umei hanefoshos shemekashrimoi b'shas hadrush kanal. Mishom nimshach chiyus sharam acholim shebesuda shetfeilim l'ikar asuda shu'alechem. And it's from the other nefoshos of the students who come to hear the tzaddik, it's from their nefoshos that the other food items, the secondary food items, draw their nourishing power, their chiyus. They who are secondary to the primary part of the meal, which is the bread. Shehu b'chinas chiyus hatzadik b'atzmai, the bread which symbolizes the tzaddik, shehu ha'ikar, who is the main player, and he's the one who binds together with him all the other nefoshes. V'alkein mevorchin al sharei hamacholim kishebo'em b'fnei atzmom boirei nefoshes rabois. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at this now. What bracha does a person make when a person eats apples, pears, peas, corn, meat, fish, all the hundreds of other foods that are secondary to the bread? If a person eats them without bread, what bracha does he make after eating them? Boirei nefoshos rabois, because Rav Nosson Zal keys in on those words, nefoshos rabois. And that's the connection, that all of these secondary foods correspond to these secondary players, which are the students, the nefoshos rabois. Ki chiyusam nimshach minefoshos rabois hamiskashrim imatzadik b'shas adrushkanal. Because the nourishing power of all of those foods, they draw their nourishing power from the students, the people who come to the tzaddik to receive the Torah, the drush from him. V'alkein, and therefore, kisheboim b'toich hasuda, and therefore, when these items are eaten as part of a meal, hapas poitron, the bread covers them automatically. The bracha that's made on the bread covers them automatically. Kihem tfeilim lahapas, because they are secondary to the bread, shechiyusoy me'at tzadik hanal, whose chiyus comes from the tzadik, shehu ha'ikr, who is the main one. Kihu mekasher imoy kol hanefoshos hashoyim, because he is the one who attaches to himself the souls of all of those people who come to hear him. V'kulam tfeilim eilov, and they are all secondary to him. Now, when we talk about bread, bread is lechem. Throughout the week, one lechem is okay. Shabbos, which is the main eating of the whole week, the most important eating of the entire week, what do we have on Shabbos? Lechem Mishneh, right? Which means two lechems. Two times lechem is Bigimatria Yosef, exactly. Two times lechem, which symbolizes Shleimus HaLechem. The real completion of bread is when you have two breads. Proof is that on Shabbos, when you're eating the real meals, during the week is nonsense. What you eat during the week is baloney. It's just to keep you alive, you know, basically. Shabbos is the main time when you're eating achila digdusha, right? And on Shabbos, Shabbos you're obligated to have three meals, right? And the most important item in the meal is bread, right? How many breads? Two breads. Why two breads? Because two times lechem is bigimatria Yosef. Yosef is the tzaddik, and we said before, Yosef is the source of being satisfied. Yosef is the source of bracha and sviya. V'yochalto v'sovoto v'erachta, that sviya, that ability to be completely satisfied, that comes from the tzaddik. Because the pasuk says, tzaddik oichel l'soy v'nafshoy. The tzaddik eats to satisfaction. The rasha is always wanton. He's always in need. He's always lacking. The tzaddik is the one who is always satisfied. You follow? that Tzaddik is the one who symbolizes Shabbos. He is Shabbos, he is Eretz Yisrael, he is holiness. And therefore, again, in our situation here, Rav Nosson Zal is showing the correspondence between the Tzaddik getting together with his Talmidim to draw a Shefa of Torah, and the bread getting together with the secondary foods to draw a Shefa of life, of nourishment, of, you know, physical strength. Paragraph Chof Aleph. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas eser mitzvois hatluyim b'pas. This is also related to the concept of the 10 mitzvois that are related to bread. And this is why it's important for a person to hold the bread with all 10 fingers when he makes the bracha. This is talking especially on Shabbos. During the week, I don't know if we're makbid to do it. But especially on Shabbos, when you hold the Lechem Mishnah, when you're making the bracha on Hametzi, it's very important to hold it with all 10 fingers. And so too, we find that there are exactly 10 words in the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. V'yud Tevois B'Posuk Eretz Chitu Seira. And there are also exactly 10 words in the posuk that describes the foods which make Eretz Yisrael special. Eretz Chitu Seira Gefen Te'eno Rimoin Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvosh. Exactly 10 words that describe the holiness of Eretz Yisrael as reflected in its foods, in its achila d'kedusha. Kemavur b'Shulchan Aruch Erechaim Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, as is brought in Shulchan Aruch, chapter 167, ubetur mevur yoser. And the Tur Shulchan Aruch goes into this in much more detail, explaining the 10 mitzvahs of bread, you know, etc., etc. V'chein yesh eser tikunim besudo hamuvoim b'zoyer HaKadosh b'kama mekoymos. And so too, the Zoyer HaKadosh discusses 10 different spiritual tikunim that take place during a meal. HaKoyl keneged eser kedusha sheyesh b'Eretz Yisrael. All of this is tied into the 10 levels of holiness which exist in Eretz Yisrael. Shemishom ikar kedusha asu achila, because the main holiness of our meals comes from Eretz Yisrael, sheikro hu halechem, of which the main part is the bread. The most important part of the meal is the bread, and since the kedusha, since the holiness of the meal in general comes from Eretz Yisrael, therefore, especially when it comes to bread, we see the direct connection between the bread and the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. The holiness of Eretz Yisrael is based on 10 levels, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Harabayis, so on and so forth, until you get to the Holy of Holies, which is the 10th level of holiness. So too, in bread, you have the 10 words of the bracha, you have the 10 fingers, the 10 mitzvahs related to bread, etc. Now, Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki ikar ha-bracha hu legalois shashem yizborach boreis ha'olam kanal. Because the greatest, the bracha, the most important bracha is the revelation that Hashem has created everything. When a person really believes that and is aware of that, then the person is revealing the holiness of the 10 statements of creation, which is from where the holiness of Eretz Yisrael draws from.